Ready to do the damn thing?
Sure. Wait, which damn thing? There's a lot of damn things.
Hello, and welcome to the Ritual Misery Podcast. This is episode beta 35 for Wednesday, the 6th of May, 2015. I'm Kent, and with me tonight is Stephanie. How's it going?
Hi, I'm doing okay. How are you?
I'm good, I guess. I'm glad the work day is over. I'm glad it's Ritual Misery time. It's been one of those days. It's been one of those weeks.
So you've been nonstop pretty much since the work week started.
Yeah, I've been talking about it the last couple of weeks. This whole out processing, being the flight chief, trying to do everything all at once, and it kind of came to a head today. I stayed at work for longer than I have in a long time, and I brought work home with me.
Aww.
I don't think that's happened since I've been at this base. So, you know, my last full week of work, go figure, right? How was your week?
Interesting. Work has been crazy. Not as crazy as yours, because, you know, me, I have a job that I thought I could just, you know, walk away from, but they don't want me to walk away.
Right. So you were talking about leaving that job. And
for
then
a long time.
Yeah. So then what happened when you brought that up?
So I went to my manager and I said, hey, this is my verbal 2 week notice. And she's like, well, you kind of have to, you know, have it in writing. I was like, okay, that's fine. She came back to me an hour and said, so about this 2 week notice. Like, yeah. Do you want a promotion?
Yeah. That I mentioned earlier, that reminds me of the movie Office Space, which so you haven't seen it
yet. So I don't get the joke.
So we'll we'll hold off on that. So what did you do? You said, oh hell yeah, I'll take that promotion.
No, I said I would think about it. Is that the joke from the movie?
No.
Okay.
No. No, I will show you that movie soon, and then you can make your own jokes.
Okay. No, I did the responsible adult thing because my hatred for this position already outweighs my desire for money. So, so I decided, no, give me, 24 hours or longer, because I don't work tomorrow. So it gives me a nice long day away from work to actually think if I want 50 cents more and more responsibility.
Right. Yeah. Definitely have to weigh the pros and cons with that.
Mm-hmm.
So we watched a TED Talk.
Yeah. You guys are getting fancy with your bumpers.
Yeah, we try. They don't always work right.
No.
But you know, that's why we're still in beta.
Forever and ever and ever.
So yeah, we watched a TED Talk and it was by Julia Sweeney. Yep. Have you seen her anywhere? Do you know who she is?
Absolutely not. I'm assuming just from watching this little TED Talk that she might be a comedian of some sort.
Yeah, she used to be on Saturday Night Live.
Is she really?
Yeah. I remember her from way back. This is way back when Mike Myers and Dana Carvey and that whole crew.
Back when I was still in diapers.
Yeah, we're not going to go there. but yeah, so she's old school SNL cast.
I can tell from the way she carried herself.
So the name of her talk was, it's time for the talk.
Everyone knows the talk.
Yeah, everybody knows what the talk is. So she was talking about her daughter asking questions about frogs and tadpoles and laying eggs. And
no, it started, she had a... It was a school project in science class. They were learning about the reproductive system in frogs. So basically you're a frog, lay eggs, eggs turn into tadpoles, tadpoles turn into frogs, and then a vicious cycle, it starts over again. And that's how it starts.
Yeah, and for the record, she's 8 years old. So she asks, well, how does it work in humans? And it was pretty funny. Anybody that knows who Julia Sweeney is, you can just imagine. It was really funny. There were several laugh out loud moments. You know, for me, especially being a dad and having had the talk, granted, I don't have any daughters. I'm curious to have Amos's input in this because he has several daughters. With boys, it's a little bit different. But I can imagine it's pretty similar. And listening to Julia Sweeney talk about her daughter, it's not a whole lot different.
Just a heads up, this is not how my talk went with my parents.
Yeah, well, see, I didn't start out by talking about frogs. But yeah, I imagine it's always an interesting conversation, no matter who the parent is or who the child is.
Or how it starts. Just the fact that it ends out, you talk about birds and bees and then frogs.
All right. So would you recommend this talk?
Oh, yeah. It was hilarious. This is the funniest 5 minutes I've had in a long time.
Yeah, and it was another one of the short ones to continue my trend of watching a TED Talk at the last minute and making sure it's a short one. Actually, we watched TED Talks earlier in the week. We were playing with the Apple TV.
Yep.
And as I mentioned last week, it's got a TED channel. And we watched probably three or four talks, I think. But that was like Thursday night or something, and here it is Wednesday again.
Yeah.
We barely remember the talks that we watched.
I vaguely remember something about chimps.
Yeah, something about people from Sweden are not as smart as chimps. Yeah. Or something. I don't know. There was something about the worldview. Chimps on a multiple choice test, scored higher.
Because yeah, they were 30-30. They were always 33%.
Right, 33%. Yeah, 33%, or if it was a choice of four, they were at 25%. Yeah, they were like exactly statistics and probability.
Yep.
Where humans tend to just be dumb, and we scored like in the 10-15%.
Oh, those Americans. Or was that American?
Well, the Swedes scored lower for some reason. I don't know. It, like I said, it was 6 days ago. I can barely remember that.
I don't even remember any TED Talk after that.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, it was a late night anyway, I think. So, but anyway, yep. So that's our TED Talks for this week. So we talked about our weeks. Isaac had a pretty good week. Last week I talked about Lucas winning, him and his team winning first place in their film festival for the best documentary. Mm-hmm. Isaac had his own victory with chess. He had a big chess tournament. It was the district chess tournament, and he was the overall winner. Pretty awesome.
Strategic, nerdy little boy.
Yeah, so I was teasing him that his nerd level is chess champion, which is pretty nerdy.
That's pretty high up there.
Yeah, so that was pretty cool. Super proud of my nerd, super proud of both my little nerds. So... So yeah, that was pretty cool. Did you do anything nerdy this week?
Work.
Work. Well, yeah, let everybody know where you work.
Yeah, I haven't mentioned where exactly I work. And I work at Hastings here in Alamogordo. And it is nerd nirvana for those who unfortunately don't have one in their city, because we're kind of a West Coast thing.
Well, and here's the thing too. A lot of places that have a Hastings in their city, Hastings sucks.
Yeah. It is awesome.
Yeah, in Alamogordo, this else. Yeah, this is like exactly what Stephanie said, the nerd nirvana. The place is amazing. They comic books, games, video games, books, all sorts of like nerd toys and movies, and I mean the place is just awesome.
You could easily spend
3 hours walking through each department.
Oh, yeah.
Easily. Easily. If you've never been there before, easily.
And spend thousands of dollars in each department.
At least 3 or 4 times in my shift, customers come through and they're constantly like, just stop talking to me. I need to get out of here before I spend more money. is pretty much what it is. And me trying to be the good cashier, you know, customer service. And yeah, they're just like, no, just don't even offer me this stuff. Don't even mention about the sale that's happening tomorrow. No, no. Just let me swipe my card. Don't even tell me the damage. Just go.
Yeah.
Give me the receipt. Let me go.
Yeah, it's really difficult to walk in there and not walk out with a whole bunch of stuff.
At least I had to limit myself because it was once a shift. I would go to the book department and grab a book, or I'd go to the movies and grab a movie.
Yeah.
To buy. So I think I spent more of my paycheck there than
right.
I'm
yeah.
saving.
Just pay you in store credit.
Pretty much. What I offered, and then, you know, no, I don't want it. I need monies.
Right.
But yeah, anyway, so my particular nerdy thing happened today, you know, during the whole, you want a promotion fiasco? It was shortly after that.
Right.
I had a customer come through, and he had the trifecta in his cart. The trifecta was the Firefly box set.
Okay.
DVDs. Right. Season. Serenity on Blu-ray. And he had the Firefly board game.
Beautiful.
And I looked at him and I was like, please tell me you've seen Firefly. He was like, oh, yeah, no. My wife, however, I just found out, has never seen it.
Oh, geez.
And I was like, oh. And so we got on this like 5-minute conversation. It was only happened because I didn't have any other customers to take care of. But 5-minute conversation about Simon and Kaylee trying to hook up. It never really hooked up. Sorry, spoiler alert, but whatever. If you need to watch Firefly World, podcast world, if you haven't seen it before.
Oh, if you're listening to this podcast and you have not ever seen Firefly.
Fail.
Wow.
So yeah, like 5-10 minute conversation with this guy, and it ended with I was surprised that he had the board game because I'd never seen anyone go through with the full board game before.
Right, but we have the board game.
We have the board game, and I told him about how we played it, and how the first time we played it, it took us about a good 5 or 6 hours to just figure out how to play it.
Yeah, no kidding.
Not including, because we kind of played as we learned it, and then about halfway through, we realized we were doing something wrong, and we had to relearn
they had to
it
relearn,
and start over.
Unlearn what we learned, and then...
And then move on. The second time we played, it was almost just as bad, I think, because I think we played for about 7 hours before we were like, you know what, you win because you have the most money.
Yeah, it's about as bad as Monopoly. But I
don't think it ruins as many families.
Oh, true. I'm sure. Yeah, it's a really fun game though. It does a very good job of capturing the feeling of the show,
the essence of the show.
Yeah, it's really cool.
And it's so cool because I was like, well, you know, there are expansions to it, right? And he looked at me like all wide eyed, like I had like given him the Ark of the Covenant or something, like introduced him to Jesus.
Oh wow! Yeah.
And I was just I laughed because I was like. Yeah, dude. It's like Blue Sun is one of them. I can't remember Outer Rim, or maybe Blue Sun is about the Outer Rim.
I don't know, because Outer Rim that's a Star Wars reference.
Okay. Whatever the Outworld outline.
Right, Firefly's version of
the
Outer Rim.
Yeah.
The verse, right?
Reefer territory is pretty much what.
Did
it
you say Reaver or Reefer?
Oh, I meant to say. Reaver.
So you did say Reaver.
I did.
Oh, wow. So can you buy this game with what were they called? I was going to make a referential joke, and then I screwed it up because my memory failed me, which tends to happen quite a bit.
It happens.
Yeah. So.
Anyway.
So moving on. Speaking of Firefly, we watched something this weekend that very much reminded me of Firefly. For those of you that have been living under a rock.
Get out from under it.
Yeah. Monday was May the 4th, which is Star Wars Day.
Yes, it is.
And StarWars.com and Disney and anything associated with Lucasfilm was doing all sorts of promotions, sales for Star Wars merchandise, just you name it, it was happening.
It happened.
And one of the things that StarWars.com did was that they put the entire first season of Rebels on the site for free, mm-hmm. for a limited time. So it was only for the weekend and Monday, actual Star Wars day, and then it went away. So we did our best to binge watch it.
I got farther than you did.
Yeah, you got, I think, one episode further. Two episodes, I think, further.
It bought me out of order and bought me back into order.
Right. Unfortunately, neither one of us was able to watch the entire thing because, you know, there's this thing called life. And
eating,
it happened.
Sleeping.
Right. All work. Of those things.
Children.
Yeah. So none of us got all the way through it. But we got significantly through.
We only had like two or three. You had three episodes left. I had two.
Something like that. Yeah, I think I had like four left and you had two or three.
Half.
Yeah.
Because I got halfway through one of the episodes.
Right. So anyway, we had seen the intro movie, I guess the premiere of the show. We watched that a couple weeks ago.
Spark of Rebellion.
Right. And that was a good introduction to the characters and the situation, but it didn't really give you a feel for, you know, how the rest of the shows were going to play out.
And how the characters were.
Right, and how they interact, because they were just meeting each other. Mm-hmm. Well,
besides the team.
Your main character was just meeting the rest of the people. Well, anyway, the show takes place primarily aboard their ship, the Ghost. And they go traipsing through the galaxy, basically trying to mess with the Empire.
Finding so they're jobs.
Right. Finding jobs, making trouble. It has the distinct feel of Firefly, mm-hmm. but set in the Star Wars universe. And I really like that. First of all, it's Star Wars.
Yeah.
I would say it's three parts Star Wars, one part Firefly.
Agreed.
It feels very much like it. Now, I mean, it's meant mostly for kids, so it's kind of a, I don't want to say dumbed down, but a toned down, we'll say that. A toned down mm-hmm. feel of Firefly. But I really dig it. I can't wait to watch the rest of the episodes. I really wish that Netflix or Hulu or somebody would put the show up for free or for, you know, part of the streaming package.
Hey, Disney XD, hello.
Right. You can get Disney XD streaming, but you have to subscribe. Oh. Or actually, I think Disney XD is one of those that you have to have a cable subscription and you enter your little code that you get from your cable.
Another reason why you should have cable.
No.
Not
happening. Amazon and iTunes both have it, but you got to pay. I think Amazon is $2 an episode and iTunes is like $2.50 an episode. Like, really? These are 24 minute episodes. 24, actually. I looked.
I stand corrected.
they're a little bit longer than your standard television episode, which is 22 minutes. I don't know. It's really good. If nobody gets it sometime soon, I'm probably just going to go ahead and buy the episodes that we haven't watched.
And to season two, which is coming out sometime in June, I think.
Yeah, June. It's coming out. And that's, you know, if the last few episodes are as good or better, which usually when you build to a series finale, you're building to a climax or a crescendo.
Yeah.
And I don't know. I really enjoyed the story this far. I think it's just going to get better. And if season two is better than season one, then yeah, I'm probably going to buy.
With what I know about the last three episodes, because StarWars.com's playlist, I guess, messed up, glitched or whatever, threw me ahead two episodes before I was ready for it. I didn't realize it. Sat there, watched the entire thing, and then cliffhanger. And then it put me back to the right episode, and I'm sitting here and halfway through watching it. I'm like, wait a minute. What just happened? I don't get it. So from what I know, and then I did a little research and looked back, and I was like, oh, no, that episode is like two episodes before the finale, and it's a three-parter. It's the trilogy of the season finale.
Right.
Call it that. So what happens in that first part of the episode is extremely important and has everything to do with what's going to happen next.
Yeah.
So I already know that we're going to really, really like it.
Okay, cool. Really good. All right, so Firefly, Joss Whedon.
Joss Whedon.
Speaking of Joss Whedon, we did something else kind of nerdy this weekend.
What is his new project?
So he's been given the reins of the Marvel Cinematic Universe. Mm-hmm. Obviously, this is not new information. Yeah, this is several years old information. But Age of Ultron came out, the new Avengers movie. And we went to see it. Not on opening night, which was Friday, but we went the next day on Saturday. Mm-hmm. What were your thoughts? Did you like it?
I enjoyed it. I'm the kind of person that unless it jumps out and grabs me and like Jurassic World, I know exactly what my thoughts are going to be. I'm going to be little girl back in, you know, like elementary school or something being like, oh my God, he got eaten by the dinosaur. That's so cool. I'll automatically love it. Even if the story's trash, I'll love it. Doesn't look like trash, but you get my point.
Mm-hmm.
Marvel and comic, I don't know, like, I feel like they've played the stories too much. And the surprise and the shock of, oh my God, this is so totally awesome. It's kind of weaning.
Mm.
Or waning.
Mm.
It's going away. So
you're not impressed anymore with the Marvel Comics movies.
Yeah. The cinematic universe. I'm not thoroughly impressed. There are some moments where I just kind of sit back and I'm like, I enjoyed that. That was an interesting twist. I didn't see that coming. Other times I sit there, I'm like, yeah, okay, move on. I expected this. I expected all of this. And
well, when it came to this movie for me, Age of Ultron, I watched the trailers. Mm-hmm. I'm familiar with the Ultron from the comics, which they changed a lot of, especially the origin.
They changed a lot of it.
But the core of the character is pretty true, I think, to what I remember from the comics. There wasn't really any surprise of this, of how the movie played out. Mm-hmm. I loved the movie though. It was very fun from start to finish. There wasn't a whole lot of exposition, which I think was a good thing, because there's a lot of things that if you think too hard about it, you're like, okay, that's bullshit. How would that have happened?
You're
like, come
on.
You're
going to spend the movie thinking about it, and it's going to ruin
right.
your experience.
But then you have to realize these are comic book superheroes that, I mean, come on. None of this would happen in real life. So just completely throw any reality-based thought.
Physics.
Just throw all that away. This is a comic book movie. It's meant to be fun. When the movies get too serious, that's when it's kind of your suspension of disbelief can kind of waver a little bit. But this movie was nonstop. It was action packed. It was just fun. I hate to use the term popcorn movie, but that's exactly what this was. It's just a popcorn movie.
Don't get me wrong, and don't read what I said before. You know. Wrong. I enjoyed the movie.
Right.
When it comes out, of course we're gonna buy it in 3D. By the way, because I have a 3D TV.
Right.
And that's
right.
What we're getting. So, because I say so.
Yeah. Well, it was good. I really liked it.
I enjoyed it a lot, and it was your standard. I don't want to say your standard Joss Whedon film, but yeah, he has a particular way of creating worlds. So like Buffy the Vampire Slayer. Angel, Firefly. Can't think of any other non-Marvel projects that stand out in my mind. Sorry, Joss. But, I mean, he had that dark humor in Buffy, especially, that even though things were pretty much god-awful and scary as all hell, there was still light at the end of the tunnel. There was still comedy going on. So, like, the band in Age of Ultron, the banter among the superheroes that was going on, when everyone in the movie theater just could not stop laughing and you had a hard time hearing what the next person said on the film.
Because of the audience's laughter.
Because of the audience's laughter. That's Josh's That's Joss's style. And when things got a little too serious, he would tone it back a little bit and remind everyone, like, okay, I know your heart's really into this, but it's gonna be okay. Here's a little pat on the head, and
right, yeah. One of the characters would have a one-liner or something, yeah, and just kind of lightens the mood.
And that would
pull
you back out of the seriousness of it.
Right.
So,
yeah. Yep. I give a thumbs up. I liked it.
Agreed.
So, you've heard about the VR devices that are coming out in the near future, like Oculus Rift, mm-hmm, and things like that. Well,
vaguely.
Right. Well, these are very immersive experiences where you can feel like you're in an environment, mm-hmm, and you're just sitting in your chair, but you feel like you're in this other space. But the thing about it is that it's only visual and audio. Mm-hmm. So you have your sight and your sound, but that's it. But you still feel like you're in this other place or experiencing this thing, whatever it is. Well, what if you could actually feel your sense of feel, your skin, touch, sense of touch, if you could add that into the VR experience?
That would be interestingly creepy, I think.
Well, there's a company out there. There's actually several, but I was reading about this one, and I didn't take a note, so I don't remember the name of the company. But they are developing a system of haptic feedback that uses sonic waves. So sound waves, basically, at a super high frequency. You can't hear it, but you can feel it. It's a very pointed, concentrated. It's basically you take these little speakers, several speakers, mm-hmm, miniature speakers, and you point them at a very particular spot in, somewhere in the air, and the sound waves create a like a haptic, for lack of a better word, a haptic field. So when your hand or whatever touches it, you feel whatever it is they want you to feel.
Yeah.
And they've made it so that they can change the frequency or change the direction slightly of the speakers, the little mini speakers, yeah, and it will change the texture of what you're feeling.
Huh. Now, can they like make you feel shapes? Like if you feel around the speaker field, it feels like a box, or...
That was not in the article that I read.
So you just feel some force there.
Right.
Is pretty much
well, and the pressure is enough to actually indent your skin. So you can, so it's like
another reason why sound is terrifying.
Yeah, right now it's very in the very early stages of development.
Most definitely.
But I think that's amazing. We're one step closer to the holodeck. Oh, you don't know about the holodeck because you're not a Star Trek.
Because I'm not a Trekkie. I'm sorry. I do claim to be a nerd. I am a huge nerd.
But that's a hole in your resume.
I'm a nerdling.
Well, you have seen some Star Trek, but I don't think you've seen any Next Generation.
No, I haven't seen any Next Generation. But also, I have another thing. I'm totally into the anime and manga. Japanese side that half nerds are only dipping their feet into.
Right. You've been into anime and manga for
ever?
Long, long time.
I think I was like 7 years old, six or seven, when I started watching Sailor Moon.
Right, so a couple decades.
Yeah, and I've never stopped, and my big box in the corner full of manga hurts me because that's my collection.
Right.
And it's not displayed.
Right, so haptic feedback, I think that's going to be a cool technology to explore. I mentioned it in relation to VR, but it's not for that. That's not why they're developing it.
Nope.
But it would be a cool integration to have all of that together. And yeah, this Yeah, we're almost at the holodeck. At least I hope. I hope. I want it. I've wanted the holodeck ever since I saw it when I was a teenager.
I still don't understand which. I'm sorry. We just apologize for my Trekkie-lessness, and now you're still explaining
I'll educate you later.
Education. So I was wondering if you knew about this, because I know that you're going to have an extremely strong opinion about this, just because I know who you are.
Okay.
I'm not 100% sure on where this started, who started it, how it started. According to what I could dig up that I credited as legitimate sources, unfortunately, Fox News isn't that. It's a semi-accredited.
Right, right.
They credit it to a gentleman, Eric Shepard or something like that, Sheckard. Not 100% on that. Apparently, there is a new social craze, and it's called the Flag Stomp Challenge.
Okay.
As protests against what America is doing, apparently, they remove flags from poles, throw them on the ground, walk across them, dance across them, scuffle their shoes, wipe their shoes on it.
Are we talking about the American flag?
The American
flag. So Americans doing this to the American flag.
Americans doing it to the American flag.
Okay.
And there was a woman in Georgia, in small town university, where the college students were holding a protest and walking across the flag. She, as an Air Force veteran, took the flag from the protesters, refused to give it back. The campus police ended up calling the legitimate town police. Or yes, campus security called the town police. And she got irate when the police gave the flag back to the protesters, because immediately they threw it on the ground and started walking on it. And she was furious about this. She was detained, handcuffed, and taken down to the station. No charges were brought up against her. Just because she cursed at a couple officers didn't, you know, make her a criminal. But she was banned from the university. And the university put out a press release. I think it was on Facebook or whatever their social media is that they used on it. Is that the students were expressing their right to the First Amendment, you know, freedom of speech. Which basically included the freedom of disrespect.
Okay, sure.
So, I had seen this while a couple different articles pop up here and there. I never click on Facebook articles, and I wasn't even going to bring this up. Until I saw that the video of this woman taking the flag and essentially being arrested got like 3 million views. In like 2 days.
Mm-hmm.
So it's like, well, wait a minute. So I thought it would hit you pretty strong, considering you're just about to be an Air Force veteran. And the fact that all of these military veterans are thoroughly pissed off, understandably so, that this is happening. And it's a social challenge. At first it started as a protest, but now it's just like, it's like the ice bucket challenge, apparently.
Well, this is the first I'm hearing of it. I'd have to really look at it to even grasp. I don't understand what are you protesting? Are you protesting intelligence and
freedom?
And social responsibility. I mean, what are you protesting? You're an American and you're throwing your own flag on the ground and stomping on it. That's like spitting in your own face.
Yeah, pretty much.
I have a really hard time understanding why people would want to do that. As a member of the military, I feel very strongly about the rights of United States citizens, because for the last two decades, I have defended those rights. And treating the flag with disrespect is their right. And if that's what they want to do, I will defend their right to do it. However, I find it extremely disrespectful, inappropriate. I wish I had read some of these articles myself, which I probably will as soon as this show is over. I want to understand what the hell, what are they protesting?
Why?
Yeah. And why, like, why would you do this? Because this is an inflammatory act. Mm-hmm. This is something that is probably attention getting behavior, whether it's just, because I don't know whether it's, you know, punks just wanting to, you know, have their voice heard, mm-hmm. for whatever reason, or if they have a legitimate cause, doing this to the flag is a way to get their message out there. Now, granted, it's going to present them in a negative light, but it's like with children, negative attention is better than no attention. And that is so true, whether you're talking about celebrities or causes or whatever.
Yeah.
Negative attention is attention. If it takes doing something crazy and stupid to get your message heard by the millions, okay, yeah, that's better than not having your message heard at all. Or at least that's the mentality of a lot of people. You'll notice a lot of celebrities will do dumb shit in view of the public when their star starts to waver they're not in the public eye anymore. You'll hear about some of these celebrities doing dumb shit, and a lot of times it's on purpose, or at least the publicity of it is on purpose, because I remember that person.
We haven't heard about this person, right, in 2 years.
So you know, a lot of people, when they have a cause, they will do something similar, an attention getting act to get the word out about their message. Yeah. So I'm wondering, is this something outrageous that's going to draw attention to their cause, mm-hmm. or is this just a bunch of jackasses being jackasses?
Yeah, I'm not 100% on that. Like I said, I'm not usually one for social news.
Mm.
This is extremely, you know, the only reason I know about it is because a friend of a friend of a friend posted something on Facebook of two women stomping on the American flag, and it was, you know, said, this isn't, you know, freedom of speech. This is you being an asshole. Like, right, that's the only reason.
It can be
like,
both. It can be both.
Yeah, it, you know. We protect your right of speech and your right to be an asshole. So, but just because you can doesn't mean you should.
Right. Agreed.
Because how would you feel if you knew someone was going to take down your flag outside of your door?
I would beat their ass.
And take it down and took it off your property and not, you know, just still in front of your house and like, hey, stomp, 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 stomp.
Yeah, I would beat their ass. For multiple reasons, but that's to say, if you take the chair off of my porch and stomp on that, I'm going to beat your ass too.
Yeah.
But it being the flag, mm-hmm. the flag of the United States of America, and you're going to stomp on that in front of my house, my flag in front of my house, that is, okay, you're going to receive a severe ass beating.
So what if they brought their own? What if they so happened never even touched your property, just stood
outside.
They're
just standing in the street in front of my house.
In front of your house. And add to it, you know, devil's advocate. They're catcalling you.
Yeah, they're asking for a beating. I don't know.
A lot of people are comparing this to what, from the few things that I've read, is that the people who don't make it out of the wars, the soldiers who fall, are wrapped in our flag.
Mm-hmm.
That is the ultimate sign of respect that
we could give a fallen soldier is that here is your flag. We honor your sacrifice. We honor what you did for our country. But these people are basically rubbing gum and dog shit from their shoes on what we use to wrap our fallen.
Yeah, I just I don't understand that mentality. Yeah. I'm not somebody to get bent out of shape about things like this. Like, I'm not gonna post my own YouTube video ranting and raving against
no,
these people.
That's
and,
not you.
You know, I'm not gonna go in search of these people and give them a piece of my mind. And, you know, that's not me. But yeah, it is just beyond me why someone in this country who has the right to do this chooses to do this. You have the right to do almost anything, and you choose to spit on the symbol of what gives you the freedom to do this. Yeah. It just does not make any sense. Because if you're in China, or
it's so funny you brought that up, because China and North Korea, one of the Fox News ex Navy SEAL affiliates.
Mm-hmm.
Even said verbatim, try this in China, try this in North Korea.
Oh yeah,
see what happens.
You're going to prison.
You're going to prison, and you're most likely going to die because of this.
And you know, I don't know. In China, if you did this, that means something.
Mm-hmm.
You're doing
more than
right.
What
you are making a stand. You're basically saying fuck you, government. Blah blah blah. But you do that here in the States, you have the right to do it. I don't understand the point. I don't get what they're...
I don't know.
Yeah. Once this show is over, I'm going to read about this because this is... I am so confused about why people would do this.
I don't understand either. I do want to, however, acknowledge the woman who was detained and arrested. Michelle Manhart is her name. And her daughter was actually the one who caught the... Her mom taking the flag, the veteran, away from the protesters and being arrested / detained. And so just this woman, you know, her name should be out there. I don't, it just feels right. I don't know why.
Okay. Well, we'll have links to all of these stories in the show notes. So yeah, check those out. Let us know what you think about these stories. If you've got a strong opinion one way or the other, or you just don't give a shit, let us know that too. There's several ways that you can do that. You can hit us up on Twitter. The Twitter handle for the show is @RitualMisery. I am @RM_DelNoche. If you want to give Amos a shout out, he is in Korea right now. You can hit him up on Twitter @EthanKane. You can submit ideas to our subreddit, ritualmisery.reddit.com. If you have links to these stories that you want to share with us, or links to anything that you want us to talk about on the show, hit us up on the Reddit. You can email us, podcast@ritualmisery.com. You can go to our home on the web, ritualmisery.com. If you want to call us, leave us a voicemail. We'll probably air it on the show. We haven't had any voicemails. That's why you haven't heard any voicemails on the show. We would love to play anything that you have to say. If you want to say, you know, hey, you guys are awesome, we'll play that. If you want to say like, hey, I've got this comment about your last show, blah, 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 we'll play that. If you want to say like, you know what? You guys are a bunch of dickheads and you should not be doing anything on the internet, let alone a podcast. We'll probably play that too, because that'll be pretty funny.
Lies.
But yeah, if you want to leave us a voicemail, it's 567-69-TRMPC or 567-698-7672. Our music comes courtesy of Kevin McLeod. Check him out on incomtech.com.
Thank you for listening, for Stephanie, for me, for Amos, and for you. This is your Ritual Misery Podcast.
Club hopes you have enjoyed this program.